As we continue in worship, we have the opportunity to turn upon the Word of God, reading from the prophet Isaiah this morning, the 40th chapter, verses 21 through 31. The words will also be found on the screen. It says, "Have you not known? Have you not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he who sits above the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain and spreads them like a tent to live in, who brings princes to naught and makes the rulers of the earth as nothing. Scarcely they are they planted, scarcely sown, scarcely has their stem taken root in the earth. When he blows upon them and they wither, and the tempest carries them off like the stubble. To whom then will you compare me, or who will be my equal, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high and see who created these. He who brings out their host and numbers them, calling them all by name, because he is great in strength, mighty in power, not one is missing. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God? Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is an everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint and strengthens the powerless. Even youths will faint and be weary, and the young will fall exhausted. But those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." This is the word of the Lord for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. Let us pray. God, we love you and thank you for this time of worship. Yeah, we missed being together last week in this place as the ice kept us from being here, and it's good to be back. It's good to be reminded that of the community that we are part of as we strive to love one another and share your peace and compassion with the world around us. God, I ask that you speak through me and in spite of me this day, that your word might be proclaimed and we might hear what you would have to say to us today. We pray this in Christ's holy name. Amen. This passage from Isaiah 40 is so rich in imagery. Isaiah repeatedly weaves with vivid threads of poetry that speaks of an all-powerful Lord God. It might bring some memories, some words that you've heard at a funeral service, as we contrast God's eternal power with the frailty of humanity. These words are words of hope, of a God who loves the people of Israel, a God who loves each one of us as well. It wasn't for the powerful that this poem is spoken. Isaiah is speaking to a people who've experienced the painful reality in which destruction and exile has generated despair and chaos in their life. The historians of Israel all agree this was a low point in all of Israel's history. They were forced from their homes, scattered as the temple was laid to waste, became refugees from the very land they held promise. They had been so high, the creation of a nation, a beautiful city, Jerusalem, recognition as one of the powers of the world, and then the Babylonians attacked and carried off most of the population of Babylon, and the people were plunged into the depths of despair. When in a situation such as this, doubts about the past, about Yahweh's power to control and direct their future, threatened the constitution of the community. It was probably easy for the people of Israel to think that the gods of Babylon were stronger than their God, or that God really exists after all. Isaiah reminded us a few verses earlier in verses 10 and 11 that that's not the case at all. The Lord God that sits above the circle of the earth, at the very same time, the shepherd who gently claims and gathers and carries us. But where was God now, as they were in exile, looking up at the sky and crying out in their souls to the Lord to give them freedom of the eagles? The people have come to Isaiah who speaks of the greatness and power of God. They've come seeking solace in his promises and deliverance and restoration. And as Isaiah's voice fills the rooms, his words resonate with authority and compassion, offering a glimmer of hope for a weary people. Do you not know? Do you not hear? Has it not been told to you from the beginning? Have you not understood the foundations of the earth? By asking these questions, Isaiah was trying to cure Israel's amnesia by reminding them of what they have known from the beginning and the foundations of the earth. These questions encourage them to recall the knowledge of Yahweh's work in history and life of the people. It calls them to remember and focus on all that God's done. It's He who sits above the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshopper who stretches out like the heavens, like a curtain, and spreads them like a tent to dwell in, and who brings princes to nothing and makes the rulers of the earth as emptiness. Israel's God is the creator of the earth, who creates and controls the nations as part of the creation. The people of Israel had forgotten what they once knew so clearly. They had forgotten of the power and the awesomeness of God. They had forgotten when the times weren't as they hoped, when they got overwhelmed. Have you ever been in a situation where you felt completely overwhelmed, unsure of what to do, what direction to go? Maybe it was last year, maybe it was a while back, maybe it was last month, maybe it was this past week. With all that's going on, the challenges we're facing as a world and as a nation, it's easy to feel overwhelmed. Information coming from all different directions, the stress, the worry, the disappointments, we can become like the Israelites. We can feel defeated and become paralyzed to the ways of God that have been at work in us as God's creation. We can allow the ways of the world to overwhelm us so much with fear that we forget about how good God is and how Jesus desires us to love one another in unity and peace. As the world engages in war, as Americans are fighting with and hurting one another, it's easy for us to wonder, where in the world is God, and is God in control, or has evil won? We become weary and wonder if our current difficult situation is just the way things are going to be, or do we remember a Lord God that's sovereign? You see, when difficult emotions get involved, we can forget. We forget about all that we've known or experienced up until this point. We forget about the good times. We forget about all the times we've seen God and felt God in our life. Like the people of Israel, the moment we confront trouble, we collapse with anxiety and stress, our emotions flare, our body goes numb, our memory goes haywire, our mind goes blank, and it's in our forgetting that we often fall apart and become critical of ourselves and God and one another and the situation in front of us. But friends, we're invited to remember. We're invited to trust. To trust the one who was and is to come, God Almighty, everlasting. God is with us when we encounter any challenge. When something doesn't go as we hoped, God is with us. God has saved us in the past, and God constantly creates a path forward in the midst of the challenges. Have you not heard? Have you not known? These questions help us to recall those times God has been there with us over and over and over again. A God that doesn't grow weary. A God that doesn't faint. A God who is constantly creating new opportunities and new hope, because we have a God of love. In the scripture, we see how creation is not just something that God did once, but something that God is constantly doing. It's an ongoing process each and every day, moment by moment, and we are gifted this opportunity to be part of the co-creating process with God, following in the person of Jesus with the power of the Holy Spirit to create the type of world that we want to live in. We get to be part of it. And it's by anchoring our hope in the Lord and reflecting on His eternal nature and boundless support that we find the strength, the resilience, and the renewal to navigate the trials that come our way. That the same God that calls forth the host of heaven, numbers them, calls them each by name, is the same God who is still with His people. Isaiah is saying to those who have been crushed, who are wounded, who are tired, who are disillusioned, who are in despair, that God will renew your strength and you might mount up with wings like eagles. That you might be the person that God has created you to be. And in fact, in the Bible, there's a number of stories about people who are knocked down, trampled on, abused, forgotten, oppressed, abandoned, exiled, crucified. And every single time, God is there with them, giving them wings to fly again, getting them back up. God has that strength beyond our imagination and is big enough to handle even our circumstances today. That's good news. That's good news for the weary, for the hurting, for the challenges and the pressures that we experience today. That's good news for all that's in front of us, that God is in control and invites us to be part of the story of redemption and liberation. That's good news that God really does reign over all nature and history and all that is to come. May we put our confidence in the Almighty, knowing that God is our source of strength, and God will sustain. You have a story to tell, and you are part of the story. How God has been present, and how God continues to live and work and provide hope. God gives us strength for all that is ahead. May we share that hope with the world as we rely on God. And may we share it in an abundant way. Have you not known? Have you not heard? Remember those times. Recall those moments. God is indeed been with us in the past and will be with us in the future. The Lord is an everlasting God. The founder of Methodism, John Wesley, his final words were this: "The best of all, God is with us." Friends, we're not alone. God is with us. This expresses our deep faith in God and His presence in our life. It emphasizes comfort and assurance that we might find in the belief that God is always near, especially in times of difficulty. Have you not known? Have you not heard? May we rely on God in our steps forward. Let us pray. God, we love You and we thank You for a reminder for us that as we look around our world, we get overwhelmed and we can not know which way to begin or turn to to create the world that you desire, Lord, may we know that it is only through your strength, through your wisdom, through your constant presence with us, that we might find the ability to help our world be a place of love and compassion, filled with grace, that no one is perfect but you. God, may we seek to follow you in all that we say and we do, and may the church be a place that, may people of God be a people that others may know that are a witness of the goodness from the creation of the world to the future that we live in. May we help be part of the process of creating the world that you desire, that you set in motion from the very beginning of time. Be with us and guide us. Help us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.